For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your Divine Mercy Sunday Gospel Reflection. Yes, we've come to the octave day of Easter. Jesus, who is truly risen, now appears to his apostles in the upper room. They have the doors locked out of fear. And he comes to them and he gives them that great gift of his presence and of his mercy. He comes to them again. And Thomas, who had said he would not believe until he put his fingers in the nail wounds, now Thomas is there. And Thomas, who has this moment of doubt, now falls on his knees, "My Lord and my God." It's in this gospel that Jesus breathes on his apostles and tells them to receive the Holy Spirit and to forgive sins. And so we realize that Jesus wants us, even in those places where we doubt, even in those places where we're not sure, he mercifully approaches us. He allows us to question. He allows us to have our doubts, but he still calls us into the truth. This is an important thing for us to realize, that even when we have those questions, even when we have those doubts, Jesus still wants us to learn. He wants us to know the truth that he is risen from the dead, but he wants us to know even more the truth of what the gospel means. And the gospel boils down, in simple terms, to the forgiveness of sins. And that's what he has sent his apostles into the world to do, to bring forgiveness and mercy. So today, as we come to the end of the octave of Easter, we're sent out to be witnesses of mercy, instruments of mercy in the world. Even when we have our doubts, even when we are uncertain, we are still sent out. And in the midst of our doubts, remember that Jesus approaches us with his mercy. He shows us his hands and his side, and he invites us to come close, to touch him, to know him, to enter into the glory of his resurrection. God bless you.